The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you,
Lord. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisee saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.'" The Gospel of the Lord. So I'm going to go out on a limb a little bit here today. You are free to accept or reject what I say today. Everything else, every other homily I give, you have to believe completely. Okay, I'll just go right into it. Today we are reading from the Gospel of Matthew. So Matthew is speaking about himself. We hear his call, his vocation story, also in the Gospels of Mark and Luke. And they're almost completely identical in those two Gospels. And the main details are the same in the Gospel of Matthew, with some slight differences. But there is one striking difference, and it is the name that is given. In the Gospel of Mark and the Gospel of Luke, what do we hear this man called from the customs post called? They say Levi. The original name, the name given to Matthew by his parents. But Matthew does not use that name. He uses the name that our Lord gave him. And interestingly, he was not yet called Matthew at this moment because he hadn't been given that name. But it must have been so precious to him that even when he refers back to his call, he inserts that name. There was a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. What does the name Matthew mean? What did the name our Lord gave him mean? Matthew means gift from Yahweh. Gift of God. Imagine how much that meant to him that our Lord Jesus Christ called him, this sinner, this tax collector, a gift of God. There is a very mysterious line in the book of Revelation, in the second chapter, and it says this: "To him who conquers," so speaking after this world, those who go to heaven, "to him who conquers, I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone with a new name written on the stone, which no one knows except him who receives it." So this understanding that going to heaven we receive a new name, a name that God himself gives us. Many theologians, many saints believe that to be true. Think of the apostles. John is given the name the Beloved. Peter is given the name Peter. Simon Peter the Rock. Our Blessed Mother Mary, when the Archangel Gabriel comes from heaven, how does he greet her? "Hail, Kekari Talmene," hail, full of grace, which literally translated means, "Hail, you who have been transformed by love." A new name, which is why she wondered, gosh, what does this greeting mean? Saint Teresa of Lisieux, if you read her autobiography, she quotes that passage from the book of Revelation, and she says, "Our Lord gave me a stone with a new name written on it." Yet she does not reveal what that name is. There's a man who whom I know fairly well, who was part of a prayer group, and he used to receive interior locutions. He used to hear Our Lady's voice in her heart. And she would speak through him and give messages to people. And every one of these messages, he would first hand to a priest who was a theologian to have him see, is there anything that goes against our faith in these messages? That man one time was visiting a lady in the prayer group who was a couple weeks away from her death. She was dying of cancer and suffering tremendously. And he went there, and when he was visiting her, he began to receive a message which he communicated to her. When the message was over, she says, "That is amazing. When she speaks, your voice is perfectly intertwined with hers." And he looked at her and said, "How do you know that?" She said, "I could hear Our Lady's voice mingled with yours as you spoke to me." He said, "Oh my gosh, that's how the gift comes." And she says, "And she calls you." And he never shared the name with me. But there was a name that Our Lady had given, a name he had received from heaven, that lady was allowed to hear. I think of Blessed Elizabeth of the Trinity, one day reading the writings of St. Paul, and she comes upon that line where he says, "We should live for the glory of God." And in that moment, she felt like that was her call. By the end of her life, she would sign her name, "Glory of God," as if she'd been given a new name. Not too long ago, a lady came to me for spiritual direction, and she brought this up, which is why it's so much in my mind, on my heart. She said, "I was reading that passage from Revelation, and I asked our Lord if he would allow me to know my name in advance, the name that I will be given in heaven." And she said, "He responded, and it's changed my entire life, because I now know how God sees me. I know my identity from him." And I think that's what Matthew must have felt, that God himself called him Gift of God. You're free to accept or reject all of this. The book of Revelation says we will receive a new name in heaven. Perhaps our Lord would allow us to know that name in advance. Perhaps it's something worth praying about.